What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is heard live every day from noon to 3 on WBT Radio in Charlotte. And if you want exclusive content, like invitations to events, the weekly live stream, my daily show prep with all the links, become a patron, go to thepetecallinershow.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, get every episode for free, right to your smartphone or tablet. And again, thank you so much for your support.
I'm not going to solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict here. I am going to tell you, though, that Israel is kind of all at the same time flipping off Joe Biden and whacking Hamas leaders. They took out the number three in Hamas, which, as I understand it, the number three in Hamas is not quite as dangerous of a position as number two in Al-Qaeda. Because number two in Al-Qaeda, they were always getting whacked. Right? Number one took a long time, but number twos were boom, 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 come and go, right? Number three in Hamas seems to be a little bit more of a secure position, but not anymore. Marwan Issa. Issa no more. The Biden administration confirmed yesterday that Israel killed a top Hamas official during its ongoing war against the terrorist organization. The Biden administration's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, spoke to reporters yesterday and said in his opening remarks that Israel killed senior Hamas commanders, including its number three in charge, Marwan Issa, who was the deputy commander of the military wing of Hamas. That's my eye roll.
Mm-hmm.
The military wing of Hamas. Yeah. Do we call it the military wing of America? The military wing of the U.S. government? No, it's the U.S. military. This is the Hamas military. These word games that are played by media, and this is National Review. These word games are just garbage. It's Hamas's military. It's not the military wing as if they're like, oh, these two different wings never talk to each other. It's just, It's the use of the language in order to portray an image that they are not one unified entity when in fact they are, which is the whole reason why the Israelis are going into hospitals and finding weapons caches, right? By the way, this guy, Issa, was thought to be responsible for the October 7th terror attacks in southern Israel, that he was part of the planning and the carrying out of that operation. The rest of the top leaders are in hiding, likely deep in the Hamas tunnel network, and justice will come for them too, said Jake Sullivan. Sullivan added that the president told the prime minister yesterday that they said, we share the goal of defeating Hamas, but we just believe you need a coherent and sustainable strategy to make that happen. Like what the U.S. did in Afghanistan. The Biden administration is worried about the civilians who have arrived in Rafah from other parts of the Gaza territory. Sullivan accused Israel of not having a plan for those civilians or humanitarian assistance once the military campaign commences. They're very, very concerned about this. Our position, he said, is that Hamas should not be allowed a safe haven in Rafah or anywhere else. Okay, so we all agree, no safe haven for Hamas in Rafah. But a major ground operation there would be a mistake, unlike our withdrawal from Afghanistan. It would lead to more innocent civilian deaths, like Afghanistan, worsen the already dire humanitarian crisis, and deepen the anarchy in Gaza. And it would further isolate Israel internationally. Holy cow. Well, it sounds like there's no good option there. Definitely don't do the Rafah thing, right? I mean, gosh. All of those terrible things are going to happen according to Joe Biden. Oh, that's right. Joe Biden hasn't been wrong about foreign policy ever. So you're totally fine, Israel. You guys just go do what you were going to be doing anyway. It's totally fine. Netanyahu agreed to send a team of military, intelligence comma, I say that because it's not military intelligence, which a lot of people would tell you is an oxymoron, sort of like journalistic ethics, right? But military, comma, intelligence, comma, and humanitarian officials to Washington, D.C. So Netanyahu is going to send a team of these officials to D.C. so they can listen to U.S. concerns. Who do you think draws the straw for that assignment? Right? What Israeli officials from military, comma, intelligence, comma, and humanitarian sectors, which ones do have to get on the plane, fly all the way to D.C., and sit there and listen to the old man yell at them over tapioca, you know? Come on. They're going to listen to U.S. concerns over the plan for an invasion of Rafah. Would be hilarious. What Israel should totally do is they should launch their invasion while these officials are sitting in the room talking to Joe Biden. Like, while these guys are in there, in the meeting, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, Biden's like, and then all of a sudden the phone rings, and Jake Sullivan picks it up, and he goes over and he whispers into Biden's ear, like Ari Fleischer did with George W. Bush at that school on 9/11, you know? And then Joe Biden just has the blank look. Well, he actually always kind of has that look. But then he gets up and he tries to wander out, but Dr. Jill isn't there to help him, like, navigate where the exit is. I would just, that would be well played. That would be so well played. To sit there and watch the president take the phone call that you're doing the thing that he's mumbling to you not to do. Biden and Netanyahu also talked about ongoing negotiations for a temporary ceasefire in exchange for the release of hostages, which I think is now like 168 days, 169 days, something like that. Sullivan said Hamas could end the war if the terrorist organization wanted to, and called for more pressure to be applied to Hamas to do so. Right. Everybody that wants to see a ceasefire, there is one surefire way, no pun intended, to have a ceasefire, and that is for Hamas to release the hostages or their bodies, which I suspect is, like, at this point, all of them. I don't expect any of them to be alive at this point. So they should release the hostages and maybe turn themselves in. And that would be, I think, the surefire way to ensure that a ceasefire occurs. If you're counting on Chuck Schumer to give another floor speech from the well of the Senate in order to get you some breathing room from the Israeli war machine, yeah, let me tell you something. As an American, I can tell you this, Hamas, just don't count on Chuck Schumer. Just never a good bet. It's just never a good bet. Chuck Schumer should have kept his mouth shut regarding the Prime Minister Bibi, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and new elections. Which, by the way, if you needed confirmation that Joe Biden is Barack Obama's third term, just look at the way he's dealing with Netanyahu. Am I supposed to believe that Joe Biden, this 50-year creature of D.C. swamps, like this, like I'm supposed to believe that he is outraged at Netanyahu and his politics or something? Give me a break. Like, Joe Biden at this point is just a husk, you know? Now, Joe Biden can join Chuck Schumer trying to dole out unreasonable and laughable rules of engagement on Israeli forces. But what Matt Vespa says at townhall.com, he says, what I love about Netanyahu is that he told Biden and the American left to shove it. They're going to move into Rafah soon. They're going to destroy Hamas. And there is nothing that weak, old Joe can do about it. All right, well, just as I predicted, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in North Carolina. The wait is over. Now you can legally bet on all of your favorite sports anytime, anywhere in the state with DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR. DraftKings has tons of the best features like parlays for multiple games, player props that focus on individual players and their performance within a specific game, social betting groups where you can share your bets with your friends in real time, and just in time for college basketball conference tournaments now underway. And as always, fast and easy payouts, and I have a special promo for you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use the code word Pete, and bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, promo code Pete. The crown is yours, but this is a limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Oh, and deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms are at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. And NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and is used under license. The Associated Press reports that in recent days, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish official in the United States and a strong Israel supporter, called on Israel to hold a new election. Because that's what you do when you're a strong Israel supporter. Like, you wait for them to get attacked in a pogrom, right? The worst massacre of Jewish people since the Holocaust. And then, when they're like, getting up off the mat and kicking some tukas. Then you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I think you guys need to go through a campaign, a divisive campaign, like an election. Let's throw the system into upheaval while you're trying to coordinate a military response that may or may not determine whether every single one of you lives or dies. Yeah. That's a great idea, Chuck. Perfect. That's how you support Israel. President Joe Biden expressed support for Schumer's, quote, good speech. Okay, now hang on a second. Joe might have just been talking about how Schumer is still able to articulate his words, unlike Joe, like at their ages, you know, like maybe he was just saying that, like, okay, he's got some good speech still going, you know, because like Joe does it. Maybe that might have been it. You don't know. Anyway, earlier, he accused Netanyahu of hurting Israel because of the huge civilian death toll in Gaza, which, again, that comes from Hamas. And I know there are people that are Marxists, that are leftists, and that are ignorant. And so they don't know this or don't want to know this, or they are lying to you that they do know it. Those numbers are not to be believed. They are not. And there was a statistician guy that just did a regression analysis on the numbers. And he's like, these numbers don't check out. It's almost like it literally would be the first time ever in the history of math that you had the kind of death count that the Hamas Ministry of Health, as they call it, the Gaza Ministry of Health, that's Hamas. All right. And I know people are like, oh, military wing. And this is the hospital wing, whatever, the medical wing. No, they never say that. It's never the medical wing of Hamas or the medical wing of Gaza or the medical wing of whatever they're calling it. Russ says, I think the military wing of Hamas is more akin to the military wing of our Marine Corps. It's pretty much what the organization is built to do. Yeah, that is exactly right. Right. But the numbers don't make sense. I went over this last week. Like, there's no accounting. You could look at days where nobody, where there were no military action, right? And they have the same number of deaths being reported as like a major ground invasion day. It doesn't make any sense. The numbers don't work. The math doesn't work. But no, it's a great time to have an election. That's what Chuck Schumer is saying, and that's what Joe Biden is suggesting as well. Netanyahu was like, pound sand, guys. We're not a banana republic. That's what he told them.
All right. Do the current world events have you wondering whether we are teetering on the edge of catastrophe? Are you concerned it's going to reach our shores? Okay, so what are you doing about your concerns? Let me help. Carolina Readiness Supply at CarolinaReadiness.com. Whether you're looking to expand your emergency preparedness supplies or you have no idea where to even begin, Carolina Readiness Supply can help you. Food, water purifiers, tools, first aid kits, instructional materials, camping and hiking supplies even, because being prepared is just smart. Carolina Readiness Supply has 2,000 square feet of supplies and educational materials that you'll need for any kind of emergency. In Waynesville and always at CarolinaReadiness.com, veteran-owned Carolina Readiness Supply. Will you be ready when the lights go out?
In recent days, the U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish official, said Israel needs to hold a new election. And the prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, said that Israel would never have called for a new U.S. election after 9/11. And he denounced Chuck Schumer's comments as inappropriate, quote, wholly inappropriate, not wholly like as in like messianic or anything. But H or W-H-O-L-L-Y. Well, I feel like I have to differentiate that because Joe Biden talked about a come to Jesus meeting with Netanyahu, and Netanyahu, who is Jewish, he's like, I don't know what that means. So, you know, I feel like it's necessary to point that out. When he says it's wholly inappropriate, it's entirely inappropriate. Okay. By the way, there have been ceasefire agreements on the table for weeks, but Hamas keeps rejecting them. That was according to Matt Vespa at townhall.com. Over at ringsideatthereconing.substack.com, piece by Paul Meringoff, said Schumer said the quiet part out loud. E.J. Dionne, who was a lefty, he commends Chuck Schumer for saying out loud what many of Israel's friends are thinking. What Schumer said is that Israel should hold elections now. And E.J. Dionne, who's a regular still on like the NPR affiliates and such and public TV, he defends the statement by noting that according to the polls, Benjamin Netanyahu would be voted out of office if an election were held now. Right? And that's the point. Right? It's like, oh, we're not trying to interfere with the elections. No, no, no. We're just calling for an election that the polls show you would lose. Right? But we're not trying to throw you out. We love you, Bibi. We love you, Netanyahu. That's why you should have an election while your polling is low so you can lose. That's how much we love you. In Israel, unlike the United States, elections can be held at any time. But that doesn't mean they should be held just because the prime minister is behind in the polls. Right? And it is true, of course, that the situation in Israel today is exceptional. But the exceptional circumstances would lead us to not hold another election. He says wartime is not a good time to hold unscheduled elections. A country should be united during war. Elections accentuate divisions and promote disunity. Things might be different if deep divisions were plaguing Israel's war effort, but that is not the case right now. Israel has actually come together around its vital effort to crush Hamas and, you know, not be burned alive or beheaded, right? Towards that objection, Netanyahu has formed a coalition cabinet, a government of national unity. In fact, Netanyahu's opponent, what's this guy, Benny Gantz, leader of the opposition, even he said Schumer messed up. Gantz said that external intervention in domestic affairs is counterproductive and unacceptable. Why? Right? So this begs the question of why. Sorry, did I use the... I never know how to use that phrase. Begs the question. Somebody begs the question. Or it raises the question. I should just eliminate begs the question because I never know. Whenever I say it, I always doubt myself like I used it incorrectly. So whatever. It's improper for high-level American politicians to tell Israel when to conduct elections. And this fellow, Paul Meringoff, he says and this is not the norm for him. He's like, I agree with Tom Cotton that Schumer's demand is inappropriate. It's offensive. Israel's a close ally. It's got a, you know, healthy, vibrant democracy. And the last thing that Israel needs is the, you know, foreign election interference that Democrats are always screaming about in America, right? Also, he says, I even agree with Mitch McConnell, who said, translated, he says, you can't spend years hyperventilating about foreign interference in our democracy and then turn around and tell allies, particularly Democratic allies, who their leaders should be and when they should have elections. Now, Chuck U. Schumer says, I'm not saying who Israelis need to elect. I'm not telling them that. We're not determining who Israel should pick. We're just saying that they get a right to choose when so many people are just upset with the direction of the present government in Israel. So Chuck Schumer, you may want to sit down for this. He's being disingenuous here. I know, it's amazing. Of all the senators, Chuck Schumer, he clearly wants Netanyahu out. And the only reason you would call for elections right now and say that it's because people are upset with the direction of the government, a.k.a. Netanyahu, right? The only reason you'd call for the election right now is so he would be fired. So, yes, he's trying to engineer Bibi's ouster, which is pretty close to unprecedented behavior towards an ally during a war. Remember all those people that were screaming about Donald Trump and how he blows up norms and standards? Remember those days, those people? That's just, I don't know why I just thought of them. So why would Schumer do this? Well, I tend to agree with Paul Marengoff on this, which is Schumer's probably a little bit spooked by the widespread condemnation of Israel and the rise of anti-Semitism in his own party. He's probably also a little bit spooked by the prospect of Joe Biden losing Muslim voters in Michigan and young voters nationally because of anger over the war in Gaza. Right? This is a big problem. Last week, Netanyahu said most Israelis overwhelmingly back the plans to destroy Hamas. Washington Times. This was from 8 days ago. The Biden White House, Netanyahu said that the Biden White House agrees that destroying Hamas as a fighting force is critical to Israelis' security, despite President Biden's hot mic moment at last week's State of the Union address, where he said a come to Jesus meeting was needed between the two leaders. Netanyahu said he was not familiar with the term. Come to Jesus. It's a Christian idiom that refers to a serious conversation that shows someone is on the wrong path. Yeah, that's totally something you should say to a Jewish person. Yes, that's some good stuff there, Joe. Let's see. So where was I? Oh, yeah, Netanyahu, who is not familiar with the term come to Jesus, as Joe Biden said he was going to have a come to Jesus meeting with Netanyahu after the it was a hot mic moment after the SOTU. The State of the Union speech. Biden has backed Israel's, this is by the way from the Washington Times, Mike Glenn. Biden has backed Israel's nearly 6-month-long war against Hamas, despite considerable pressure from his own Democratic progressive wing. Still, he has increasingly expressed frustration with the Israeli leader, saying Netanyahu's government has not done enough to alleviate the suffering of civilians in the Gaza Strip. By the way, the suffering of the citizen population of any state during war is the responsibility, is the blame, is to be blamed on the government of that society that launched the war. That's how that works. This is not on Israel. It's not. Not on Israel. The Biden administration has worked with Qatar and Egypt in a bid to broker a ceasefire ahead of Ramadan, which did not work, a deal that would include the release of hostages, which Hamas will not do. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Israel and Hamas to honor the spirit of Ramadan by silencing the guns and blowing up Israeli pizza parlors. All right, not the last part. I apologize. Not that. A.G. Hamilton, he's a writer. You can see his work on Substack. And he said, Biden is becoming the main obstacle to an end to the war. Hamas has no reason to surrender or even agree to a temporary ceasefire if they think that Israel won't go into Rafah. Right? Did you hear the report today that they're saying that the Al-Shifa hospital, Hamas has repopulated it. They put more people and stuff into that hospital. So they're not short on supplies because they've stolen plenty. So they think that they can just wait this all out. Except no one in Israel is ever going to agree to any end to the war that does not include the removal of Hamas from Gaza. Like, people outside of Israel, in my opinion, do not understand how the attack changed the Israeli population's sentiment. From what I have read from various people, like, they are, like, how do you think they have a unity party between these two leaders that were running against each other? I mean, think about what that would mean. Like, what is the analogous situation in America? Like, you would have, think about something that was so horrible that you had Biden and Trump creating some sort of a unity ticket, right? Fathom that. That's what Israel just went through. In addition, Hezbollah is stepping up attacks because they think the U.S. might not sufficiently back Israel. Biden's rhetoric, which is mostly meant for domestic political consumption among his left, among his progressive left base, right? That's what's prolonging the suffering of people in Gaza and in Israel. I mean, think about it. The Biden administration proposed a ceasefire deal. They spent a week saying that Hamas had a deal on the table. Despite it being a questionable deal, Israel accepted it. And then Hamas rejected it. The Biden administration reacted to Hamas's rejection by launching a campaign that criticized Israel. And then they started talking about red lines, right? Which, of course, then that removes the incentive for Hamas to try to pursue a deal. What does Hamas get out of a deal now if they think the U.S. is going to keep Israel out of Rafah? Right? And that's why Israel is like, pound sand, Joe. You know, holding up three fingers and telling them to read between the lines. Like, we're not listening to you on this, nor should they. By the way, Hamilton also asks a good question. Have you seen any public criticism from the American government of Qatar? Any public demands of Hamas or related consequences? Any leaks of U.S. threats against Qatar if they don't get Hamas to agree to a hostage deal, right? Why is there no pressure being applied to Qatar or Qatar, right? Well, and there are ways to do it, as Hamilton pointed out. You leak stuff, you know? It's all about appeasing the extremist elements in the Democrat base, in this political coalition. Meanwhile, hostages, Israelis, and Palestinians are all paying the price that results from a delayed victory and the undermining of any potential deal. And against that backdrop, Democrats have a very big problem with the polling, to the point now where they are sounding a lot like Republicans did back in, what was it, 2012? Remember the skewing of the polls? Remember that whole thing? Mitt Romney lost, and what happened with the polls? Truing the polls. Remember all of that? That's what the Democrats are doing now. On a specific demographic. And so they're now reverting to, like, this denialism. There's a guy named John Byrne Murdoch of the Financial Times. And he did the analysis of this the other day. And he termed it and showed it, a racial realignment is occurring What have I been saying? I've been saying for years, I mean, not too long, for the, like the last 5 years, 4 or 5 years, I've been saying, like, well, okay, and I've only been back at BT for like 2.5. So it's not really fair for you to know that I've been saying it for that long because, like, you probably haven't heard me say it. But anyway, point is, I've been saying for years that the parties are undergoing a realignment, and this is another example of it. I'll tell you in a minute what it looks like.
All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I could not do the show without your support and the support of the businesses that advertise on the podcast. So if you'd like, please support them too and tell them you heard it here. You can also become a patron at my Patreon page or go to thepetecallinershow.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and don't break anything while I'm gone.